Breaking news just before the start of the show. Defensive lineman LaTroy Guyon has agreed to a one-year deal with the Green Bay Packers. What kind of money will he receive, and what impact might it have on the future of BJ Raji? We'll discuss on Cheesehead TV's Railbird Central next. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caribou. We're talking Packers football this morning. We're talking about free agency, and literally right before the start of the show, we have some news.
Packers news of the day.
According to Rob Domofsky of ESPN.com, the Packers have agreed to a one-year deal with defensive lineman LaTroy Guyon, the free agent that completed a one-year deal with the Packers in 2014, was on the open market, but has apparently re-upped with the Packers. A lot has happened to LaTroy Guyon over the course of the offseason. His arrest that included felony, at least there were felony charges against him at one point for possession of marijuana and a firearm. His truck was impounded. All these things Guyon has overcome, of course, as we've alluded to here at CheeseheadTV.com. Charges have been dropped, which, you know, kind of set the stage here for the Packers to reach a deal with Guyon. Apparently the sides have agreed on a deal. Now, as was reported just this past Friday, Guyon allegedly, and this according to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, he had a visit to the Seattle Seahawks this past Friday. So you kind of saw the writing on the wall here in terms of that all of a sudden, you know, charges dropped against LaTroy Guyon. That kind of is one roadblock behind him, and he could kind of move forward perhaps on a new deal and was getting interest from the Seattle Seahawks. And of course, you connect the dots there, and former Packers executive John Schneider kind of been a thorn in the side of the Packers of late. You know, when you talk about the NFC Championship game loss and now courting a former Packers player, or at least was at one, you know, once his contract expired, now apparently a member of the Packers once again. But Guyon, you know, had a good year for the Packers in 2014, considering his level of pay. Now, obviously, we're not talking about a Pro Bowler here, but what the Packers do get from LaTroy Guyon, or what they got, was a player that had a career high in tackles, a career high in sacks with 3.5 sacks, for a guy that basically, what did LaTroy Guyon get paid? He got paid about 1 year, $1 million, and $100,000 guaranteed last year. So, I mean, considering his pay grade, I thought what LaTroy Guyon provided was fantastic. He started all 16 games in the regular season for the first time in his career. I mean, I don't think you can ask much more for a guy making $1 million a season, or we'll say a veteran making $1 million a season. He provided a good presence up the middle. He kind of stabilized the nose tackle position after BJ Raji was lost for the season on injured reserve. LaTroy Guyon provided all that all season long. Like I said, not a Pro Bowler. Well, wasn't like this elite pass rusher or anything like that. In fact, he He got more pass rush than I ever thought they'd get out of him, you know, being a big-bodied, you know, what is he, about 315 pounds or so, to get 3.5 sacks out of him. Pretty impressive, I thought. So the Packers bring him back because the kind of the interior of the defensive line, the nose tackle position or defensive tackle position, at least the run stuff versus kind of an uncertainty, kind of a question mark in the Packers organization currently. That's due to several reasons. That's due to B.J. Raji also being a free agent. I think the Packers are in very good shape with Mike Daniels, but you know, he's the one guy on the defensive line you don't have to worry about. You can't just rely on one player. Packers need some pieces to go around Mike Daniels, and they obviously think LaTroy Guyon is one of them, at least a stopgap. Again, here, the report is it's just a one-year deal, so this is not the long-term solution, but you just hope that LaTroy Guyon can provide what he did this past season for the Packers. The next question is, you know, how much is he going to make? It kind of surprised me a little bit that LaTroy Guyon was signed, or allegedly here. I don't know if he's put pen to paper yet. The word is he's just agreed to a deal as of 8:37 a.m. Central Time on Monday, March 30th. Okay. So again, this could totally change by the time people are listening to the podcast later in the day. But LaTroy Guyon, it surprises me that he got a deal before the NFL announced any possible discipline, because even though charges were dropped, again, he still had to pay a fine, a $5,000 fine. He was in, you know, possession of you know, marijuana, a very large amount of it. It's still illegal in the state of Florida, no matter what, where it's legal elsewhere in the United States. Things like that, apparently didn't have the handgun registered in the state of Florida, even though it was apparently, you know, reportedly in Minnesota. So, I mean, you know, he's not in the clear yet. It's very possible that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell can still suspend LaTroy Guyon, for violating the league's conduct policy. What that means, I'm really not sure in this day and age when the conduct policy in the NFL has been under intense scrutiny, a lot of it more for domestic violence in the NFL. But still, it's still such an evolving topic. I don't know whether that means one game for LaTroy Guyon, two games, or maybe double that, four games. I'm kind of leaning more towards a lesser suspension, but I'm not sure LaTroy Guyon gets off scot-free here. And I kind of thought that was kind of a roadblock all along, in that teams would not want to sign LaTroy Guyon until they knew what the suspension is. You know, if he were to be suspended for four games, that's a quarter of the season. You know, teams might not want to give him a whole lot of money if he's not going to be there for the first four games of the year, including the season opener. So that's what was a little bit weird to me. But I suppose, you know, if it's my prediction here that LaTroy Guyon probably signed a deal on par with what he signed last year. And if that's the case, there's probably not a whole lot of, you know, that's not a whole lot of money. OK, that's not a whole lot of, you know, really to get mad about, oh, will he be suspended or whatever. You know, $1 million is not much more than the NFL's veteran minimum. Let's see here. In terms of LaTroy Guyon and his future with the Packers, I mean, what we can discuss here, I suppose, is also the impact this may have on BJ Raji now, who, as we said, is also a free agent. The Packers have not signed him. They've reportedly been in talks, but nothing has happened as of yet. I threw out the question on Twitter prior to the show, what impact does LaTroy Guyon's reported signing have on the future of BJ Raji? Does it have any impact? Will the Packers still sign BJ Raji? Will they sign him for less money? Kind of just questions I'm throwing out off the top of my head here. Some of the responses I've gotten, though, here they are on Twitter. Samuel Shear says, I think they both will be back on similar contracts from last year. I think both contracts will have conditions of some sort. Nate Rowell, former guest here at Railbird Central, says, I think they want Raji at nose tackle and Guyon at base defensive end. Guyon is an upgrade over Boyd. I would agree with that. Although I don't think that necessarily rules out Guyon playing nose tackle, maybe kind of a timeshare kind of thing. But certainly if Raji's back, he would be playing there too. TTSO underscore Chris, also one of our former guests here at Railbird Central. This makes Raji a more attractive signing. Don't have to rely on him as he splits time with Guyon. It's a nice package deal. Salvador Dacqui on Twitter says they all seemed very high on him last offseason before the injury, and he wants to stay. I'd give him a prove-it one-year deal. Kevin Lamb, K-Lamb Cheesehead on Twitter. I hope BJ Raji is back too. Having two big bodies against the run will help our run defense. And David Gillette says on Twitter, I don't see Raji's future with the Pack being influenced by Guyon's deal. A big nose tackle on the cheap are hard to find and need a couple of them. So there you go. A lot of people think BJ Raji is going to be back with the Packers. And you know what? I tend to agree. I do think BJ Raji will eventually sign with the Packers. I think it'll be, my guess all along has been somewhere along the lines of a one-year, $2 million deal for BJ Raji. Again, I could be wrong. That's just my guess. Although, interesting here. Go back. Somebody should go through the Railbird Central archives and before the start of free agency, I think it was the Friday before, we had a free agency predictions episode. I am still 100% in my predictions about who left and who's coming back. I have correctly predicted every move so far that the Packers have made this offseason just in terms of who's staying, who's going. And we still have some outstanding ones here in terms of BJ Raji, still a free agent, John Kuhn, Jarrett Bush, still waiting to see what they do, but very interesting nonetheless. But yeah, I mean, BJ Raji, I think he comes back, and I just think that, yeah, I mean, you've got some depth then. Now, we know that LaTroy Guyon has signed a one-year deal. It's my thought that BJ Raji is also going to be under a one-year deal. I just don't think, you know, whether with the Packers or not, there's going to be any team in the NFL that's really going to want to invest, you know, any more than 1 year. I suppose there could be some team out there that'd be willing to give him two, but I mean, no team's going to want to tie up money into a guy that's been going downhill ever since 2010. And now there's more reason to believe that BJ Raji can snap out of his funk than a lot of players just because he's, you know, you've seen it. Yeah, there's first round talent. We've seen him play at a high level in the NFL, albeit we're going dating back to the 2010 season here. But still, you've seen it, and there's thinking that maybe he can recapture some of that glory. And maybe if he can just stay healthy and not land on injured reserve, he'd be able to prove that. Because it was looking like last year, BJ Raji was having a very nice training camp. I think he played in the first preseason game and did okay prior to injury. But, you know, again, we're talking about a small sample size here. So not anything conclusive, but I just think the Packers are looking for stop gaps here before perhaps they invest heavily at the defensive tackle position. And it kind of leads you like wondering, it leads me to wondering at least, when are they going to make a long-term investment into a big run-stuffing defensive tackle? I mean, I tend to think it's not going to be this year, and I could certainly be wrong. I said this, I was the guest on a podcast over at the Packers Talk Network last week, and I just threw this out there, and I still believe it. I think there is only one player in the entire NFL draft that is worth the Packers trading up for in the first round. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not saying it's likely to happen. But if it does, and it's not out of the realm of possibility, the Packers last traded up to get Clay Matthews a few seasons ago. If there's one player that's worth trading up for in this draft, I think it's Danny Shelton, the defensive tackle from Washington. Because first of all, I think he's like the second or third best defensive tackle. You know, I think Leonard Williams is coming off the board right away in the draft. And it's possible that maybe Danny Shelton slips into the mid-teens or something like that. Again, not a likely scenario, but all of a sudden, if Danny Shelton does happen to slip into the mid-teens, he is the one guy and perhaps the only guy this entire draft I think that's maybe worth trading up for. I can't stress it enough. I don't think it's likely to happen, but he's the only, I can't see the Packers trading up for anybody else unless Leonard Williams somehow drops in the draft, and that ain't going to happen. So, I just see that as, you know, maybe the one guy there. But, you know, if they don't get a Danny Shelton, is any of those other, you know, guys worth spending a first? I like Malcolm Brown of Texas, but I think he'll be off the board too, and I don't think he's really worth trading up for. But I do like him. So if they don't get a Malcolm Brown or a Danny Shelton, then you're kind of talking about second-tier defensive linemen in this year's draft. And, you know, you can certainly hit a home run on one of them. Let's say they end up, you know, getting Carl Davis of Iowa in the second round or something like that. Even that might be ambitious to think he could fall to them in the second round. But, you know, is he going to be a guy you build your defense around? I'm not sure he is. Maybe, but the jury's out there. And again, I'm getting into hypothetical territory here, and maybe I should get back to what the Packers currently have. But anyway, I mean, so the larger point here being LaTroy Guyon, 1 year deal, BJ Raji, potentially a 1 year deal. Your big run stuffing defensive tackle who's around for the long haul is still not there. Unless you think that Mike Pennell is that guy. I can't say he is after seeing one season of him as a rookie. I was glad when the Packers kept him around on the 53-man roster because I thought he had a very good training camp. I was kind of disappointed from his play from the preseason to the regular season. I don't think he had a very good showing in the regular season. But there's potential there. If he can develop, become more of a bit, you know, he's got the experience under his belt now. Now he's just got to continue to, you know, hit the weight room and things like that and learn and grow from his mistakes. Maybe Mike Pennell can be a guy that the Packers can work with there, but he's got to show major, major improvement. So, you know, Mike Daniels is good. He's more of your guy you rely on for the pass rush, though. He's good, definitely. Mike Daniels is a nice, well-rounded player. You just need the big run-stuffing tackle to go with him when the Packers are, like, you know, in their nickel situations. It's second and five. You need the one pass rusher. You need the one run-stuffer. And LaTroy Guyon filled that role last year and did pretty well. He's not going to be around for forever. You know, he's what, nearing 30 years old or so. just uncertainty there. So anyway, spent a lot of analysis here on LeTroy Guyon, his reported signing, and here we go. I just see here Zach Cruz's tweet. Again, I apologize for the pause here as I'm reading my Twitter feed as the show is live. Zach Cruz writes a tweet, quote, worth knowing, Rob Domofsky also reports the Packers have offered B.J. Raji a one-year deal worth less than $2 million. There I said, I just said before, my prediction was 1 year, $2 million for B.J. Raji. So that's just an offer. And apparently B.J. Raji is still out shopping himself to see if he can maybe find something better. I do think he ends up landing with the Packers, just a matter of time, and maybe this signing by LeTroy Guyon will be a reminder to B.J. Raji that money is being swallowed up everywhere in the NFL if you don't sign soon and just take a deal. B.J. Raji, obviously he wants as much as possible, but, you know, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of teams out there that are going to be willing to give him a whole lot. Anyway, there's kind of a few other topics I wanted to get to on today's show, including after our last episode of Railbird Central, last Friday, news broke later in the day. Wide receiver Jarrett Boykin signed a free agent deal with the Carolina Panthers, reportedly a one-year deal, reported first directly by the Panthers organization. They broke the news on the internet. And so, officially, Jarrett Boykin will not be back with the Packers. He entered free agency as a restricted free agent, and the Packers did not offer him a tender. The lowest tender amount is a one-year deal worth about $1.5 million. Now, that didn't necessarily prevent, that in itself did not prevent Boykin from coming back. They could have signed him to a deal for less money. You know, let's say they thought he was only worth $1 million. Packers could have re-signed him for 1 year, $1 million. But the moment they didn't offer him a tender, Jarrett Boykin was free to shop his services around the NFL and eventually, you know, takes up the Panthers on their offer. I do think, though, it kind of sent a signal when the Packers didn't offer him a tender that they were kind of moving on because it was one of the biggest disappointments of the 2014 season to see Jarrett Boykin go from, you know, what did he have, 40-some receptions for 600-plus yards, 3 touchdowns in 2013, to having a total of 3 receptions in the 2014 season. A big dip there in production from Jarrett Boykin. And you just saw that the Packers have moved on. Davante Adams passed him up on the depth chart rather early in the season. And now, after the Packers drafted 3 wide receivers in their 2014 draft class, you can see they're kind of committing the future to those guys. They've got Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb under long-term contracts, and now they're developing, obviously, Davante Adams part of their future. But on top of that, they're hoping those late-round guys they had it last year, Jared Aberderis, who spent the year on injured reserve, Jeff Janis, who kind of had a redshirt season, although he was on the 53-man roster. You know, the Packers would rather see what those guys have in store, and obviously talented. Just looking at their pure talent level, there's a lot of potential there in guys like Aberderis and Janis, and perhaps more than what Jarrett Boykin can offer. And it's not like Jarrett Boykin was chopped liver. I was surprised that, you know, he just simply didn't even see more playing time for the Packers, and that was a decision by the coaching staff. That's not necessarily Jarrett Boykin disappointing me, although I certainly wasn't you know, thrilled with anything he provided, but, you know, a little bit almost more surprised that the coaching staff didn't, you know, hardly even put him out there. So, you know, he moves on to Carolina. He's going to be working with Cam Newton over there. Kind of interesting in that I believe the Panthers were also courting another former Packers wide receiver. They were courting Greg Jennings for a while. And you know, at some point here, Greg Jennings is going to have to accept what anyone is willing to offer him if he wants to continue playing football. Again, I mean, there's just a roster spot that's being gobbled up by Jarrett Boykin, who's, you know, I think most people, if they had their choice, would take Greg Jennings above him. But, you know, I'm sure Jarrett Boykin just accepted a minimal deal while Greg Jennings is trying to get as much as possible. So anyway, so officially Jarrett Boykin no longer part of the Packers organization, and the Packers looking to give their young guys more of a chance. And, you know, Packers will certainly bring in more, at the very least, they'll be bringing more undrafted free agents at the wide receiver position. And you can never rule out them drafting a guy. You know, maybe it's not going to be the first round Packers are going to invest into a receiver, but at some point, certainly, with 9 selections in the draft, it wouldn't surprise me at all if at some point they take a wide receiver, which is considered to be another deep position in this year's draft class. You can still get pretty decent talent in the later rounds, I think. So that happened last Friday, and you know, just kind of one maybe final thing to point out here on the show. We talked about last week, last Friday, Aaron Rodgers in attendance at the Badgers' Sweet 16 victory over North Carolina. Also this weekend on Saturday, Aaron Rodgers in attendance to witness the Badgers advancing to the Final Four. Their Elite Eight victory over the Arizona Wildcats. Very good game. Badgers, especially, you know, second half of the contest, really kind of put the game away and held on. But the backlash in the aftermath of the game was the story of the day. Dennis Dodd, a reporter for CBSSports.com, according to his own Twitter feed, gets jilted by an interview request to Aaron Rodgers. And I don't think here anybody is faulting Dennis Dodd for asking if he could interview Aaron Rodgers. It's notable that a big celebrity is at this NCAA basketball game. Nobody faults Dennis Dodd for asking. But it's the rant he goes on afterwards that just reeks of spite, I think I said on the blog post here at CheeseheadTV.com, that he is complaining that Rodgers is being let onto the basketball court after the game without a credential. And it is just mind-blowing that Dennis Dodd goes off on a series of tweets, not just one, but a series of like 8, 9, 10 of them, if you include responses to his readers. And you just sit there and scratch your head and be like, what is your beef with him? I mean, it's just simply mind boggling that he was getting his, you know, undies in a bunch over this. Aaron Rodgers himself responded to the criticism on Twitter after the game, saying he had a pass from the athletic director from Wisconsin. Anyway, it was weird. And I Dennis Dodd, I don't know what your problem is. If you were having a bad day, you know, maybe you should say that or something. I think you owe Aaron Rodgers an apology, personally, for one who made your rants on Twitter. I think the apology could certainly be made on Twitter as well. It's not like you owe him a personal phone call, but just weird how Dennis Dodd went on this rant that really had not very much basis at all. just very, very weird over the weekend. And I suppose that leads us into
the day ahead
in the world of the Green Bay Packers here on a Monday morning. Obviously, couldn't predict this was going to happen, but LaTroy Guyon reportedly agreeing to a deal with the Packers. But aside from that, the other news happening today on Monday is that former Packers linebacker Desmond Bishop is having a free agent visit with the San Francisco 49ers. Kind of interesting. That's where he actually ended last season with. He played the last two games of the season, week 16 and 17, with the San Francisco 49ers. And now he's making a visit there. I don't know how much of a visit it is when that's the last team you played with. But regardless, the 49ers looking for replacements. Of course, they had two very notable retirements in the offseason between Chris Borland, the former Wisconsin Badger, and Patrick Willis, the former Pro Bowler. So they're looking for some inside linebacker depth and looking to a former Packers player to do so. Desmond Bishop, of course, played for five seasons with the Packers from 2007 to 2011 and was a starter on their Super Bowl XLV team. But anyway, just interesting. The Packers also in need of depth at the inside linebacker position, but they're not looking at a guy who even knows the system in Desmond Bishop. He's a guy who's just been snake bit by injuries lately. You know, that was the cause of his demise, basically, in Green Bay. Tears his hamstring. That's the 2011 season. Goes on injured reserve. Signs with the Vikings in the offseason. The rival NFC North team across the border. Has his season ended there after an ACL injury. Goes on injured reserve. And he's just been bouncing along around the league since then. Spent some time with the Arizona Cardinals. Spent the end of last year with the San Francisco 49ers. And now being considered once again. Although the 49ers, they're checking out all their options. Apparently they're also bringing in Lance Briggs of the Chicago Bears. We'll see what happens there. But just a notable former Packer there and some news happening with him. Loved Desmond Bishop when he was in his prime. Too bad he ever had that torn hamstring. He could have been quite a good one. I mean, he was a good one. He very, very deserving of the Super Bowl ring he hopefully proudly wears. Well, I don't know if he wears it or not, but very good contributing member of the Packers 2010 team and for several years before that as well. But anyway, that'll do it for today's episode of Railbird Central. Thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in and listening to the show here on a Monday morning as we discuss the LaTroy Guyon signing here, or alleged LaTroy Guyon signing. I don't know when it'll be made official, if it will be made official later today, if he's in town to sign a contract, whether that's something that can just be faxed in or whatever. Been issues about faxing in the NFL, too, so we'll see. But anyway, folks, thank you so much for listening. On behalf of everybody here at Cheesehead TV, I'm Brian Kiravu. We'll see you later every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:30 a.m. Central Time. My call to action, please, if you have not done so, give us a rating on iTunes. I just looked at it the other day. It's great. We've got something like 80-some-odd ratings on iTunes. But there's hundreds of you that listen to this podcast. We have no paywall at Cheesehead TV, no subscription rate. Please give us a rating, and that's all we ask, something small in return. Go ahead and do that, and we'd appreciate that. But that's all I got for you. We'll see you later, folks. Have a good day. I leave you today with a song called Texas Town by Honky Tonk Homeslice on Psy Fidelity Records. See ya. Go Pack. Go.